Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Hey guys, today on the show, we have Becca and Jake Berg of Dubsado. Spoiler alert, I definitely thought it was Dubsado, so if you're in the Dubsado camp, this episode's gonna blow your mind. Thankfully, like 2.3 seconds before we started recording, I asked if I was pronouncing it right, and I was not. So there you go. Well, we are super, super excited to have them on. They are a husband and wife team that are the brains and power and geniuses behind Dubsado, which is a client management system for creatives. So it's making all of those things that you have 75 different logins for your contracts and how you get paid and how you respond back to clients after they book with you and all of those pieces, they have built into one amazing and beautiful platform. And you are gonna get a peek behind the curtain today.
Yeah, in this episode, we are walking you through kind of the steps they took to build the software company, not just from idea to launch, but from idea to pregnant, to having a baby, to doing all of this amongst building a family and having full-time jobs, and how they've been able to grow and scale this business, not just from a dinky idea. Not that it was dinky ever. It was always an awesome idea, but you know, Becca had to make sure it was her own. You'll hear more about that inside the episode. But make this awesome idea into an actual product, get it launched, and then how they've been able to scale and grow their team. We're even talking about some inside scoops on how to better perfect your client-based business and how to get paid faster. So I'm excited for you to jump in, listen, and learn. And make sure you listen to the very end because there's a discount code off of this pretty bomb service. Today on the podcast, we have Becca and Jake Berg of Dubsado. How are you guys doing today?
Really good. How are you? Good, too, Jake.
Yeah. We're doing awesome. We're excited to have you on, and we're excited to talk about Dubsado. Our listeners have been talking about your company, whether you realize it or not, for a while now. It tends to be a hot topic in our Facebook group, and every time someone's like, I need something that does this, this, and this, someone's like, Dubsado, Dubsado, like immediately. So it comes up quite frequently. So I'm excited to be talking to you today and really talk about the process of creating your company and what that went through. So I want to know, how did you even come up with the idea to start this company?
Well, it all started with Jake. I want to say a couple of years ago, he came to me because he's always been the web developer smarty pants in our couple. So he's like, I want to create like a client management system, you know, like to keep all my contacts in one place. And I looked at him, I was like, That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. Like,
yeah, that's totally normal for someone to want to do.
Yeah, I thought it was so
nerd alert.
It just did not sound like a fun thing to do. So now, fast forward, like I was getting booking weddings because I was a photographer before, and I was booking weddings and headshots, and I was really busy. And our 2-year-old was writing all over my contracts that I had signed and everything. So it's like everything was all over the place, and I was a huge scatterbrain. And I was like, Jake, wouldn't it be so cool if I had this all online and all my bookings were in one place and my contacts? And he just looks at me and is like, you've got to be kidding me. That's exactly right. That's how it went.
Yeah, I didn't say anything. I was like, okay, well, at least she's adopting the idea now.
You're like, great idea, babe.
Yeah. So I guess I had to come up with it to make it feel like it was something good.
So what do you do when you're in that brainstorm session of like, okay, yeah, let's create something that's freaking online that I can like import all this stuff, design it, make it look pretty, make it functional. I mean, that's not a course. It's not an ebook. It's not a blog post. Like, it's totally next level stuff. What, like literally, what was your next step?
The first step was building a website that described what it did. And so we wanted to get something up that even we could just look at and like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And it's also what we use to, you know, put on our Instagram and start pre-marketing it. And, you know, this is what we're doing. Sign up for our, you know, release information.
Yeah. We basically had nothing created in the app side of things. And we just created a webpage, started an Instagram, and we're like, okay, we're going to do this, and tried to see the feedback that we were going to get. Directed them to our email list, collected those emails for a beta launch. And then we're like, okay, this is something people are actually interested in. So let's just go ahead and build it.
Yeah. So the first step, I think, was like, okay, what the hell are we going to do? We knew like generally what the product would do. But when it comes down to engineering that and all the steps and all the groundwork that needs to go into that, I spent the first 3 months probably just thinking about how to possibly map out, you know, this really comprehensive program.
Yeah. Well, we spent freaking like 5 hours yesterday on a whiteboard mapping out a course. So that's going to go online in one spot and not like have any functionality other than click play and watch this video. So I cannot imagine the like beautiful mind mess that you have to create to like see this big picture come alive. So did it start like seriously like string to post-it note style, or like what did that look like?
It was notebook after notebook, like, oh, this notebook makes me feel okay. So like we'd have a notebook out and we'd just go to tea or go to dinner whenever we'd have a date night alone, because we only had one kid at the time. Now we have two amazing little ones. But it's just whenever we had a free moment to ourselves, it was like, okay, we need to just figure out. It was basically just trying to tackle one thing at a time, because it was so overwhelming what we wanted to do. Our ideas were just flowing, but like we had to focus. And that was like our biggest struggle when building it out, was just finding that focus. And there'd be times where we'd sit down for dinner and whatnot, and we'd just be sitting there and just staring at each other, like, what's going on? But yeah, definitely a lot of notes, a lot of brainstorming before it actually even happened.
It was the most stressful point, I think, the first 3 months before we had anything. Like you said, like there's so much stuff all over the place. Mm-hmm. And then like, I knew that if we made any wrong steps at that point, it was going to be really hard to go back and unwind those mistakes later on to avoid things that could potentially shoot us in the foot later. It was like, was more stressful than it is now that we have all these features. You know, they work now, so I don't have to worry about them too much.
But, so were you able to launch after those first 3 months of iterations, or how long between?
No, I see like we mass
head shaking. Yeah, we are shaking our heads. No, we did plan to build it out. This sounds silly now. I'm like laughing at it in my head now. We plan to have it. Our idea formed, I believe it was May 2015, okay. But in May. And we plan to launch it in August. So before... Yeah, right. Yeah, us too. So because our son was coming and we needed to get something out before we had a newborn, and life was going to be crazy at that point.
You were pregnant?
I was pregnant.
No big deal. No big deal.
No, not a big deal at all. So
I mean, good plan though.
It was. You know, we always, you know, try to do the biggest
best
things.
Best intentions.
Yeah, I know. I know. So we were trying to get it done before our second son was born. And it just, you know, we kept hitting roadblock after roadblock and all things we needed to overcome. And it just, it didn't happen. He was born in August. And then, you know, a few months after that, I would say it took a building of about 9 to 10 months full. Wow. from that May time, 9 to 10 months. And that was just Jake, like just himself. I was doing the whole social media side and the, hey, Jake, when is this going to get done? Like the bothering of him, which I'm sure didn't help, but it was all him for 9 to 10 months. And we finally launched it in October to the beta users. So that group of emails that we collected, we launched it, got it out, and we beta tested until for a few months until February when we launched it to the world.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's important for everyone listening. We say this all the time, but I think for something as big as a software, for our audience to hear that y'all didn't have the thing created until you told people about the thing, and you had social media building and you had your presence building. And I'm sure you were, you know, being present in groups and like asking questions and getting feedback. Like, we really tell people to spend some time in that space and listen to the people that you want to serve. And so talk to me about, were there any conversations you had with people or any aha moments of just being present before the thing was here that really changed the direction of what it could look like or how it could function, that maybe was like outside of your brainstorming but came from your audience?
Yeah, that one was mostly researched by me. I was the hands-on on kind of what the people wanted. And
yeah, I was busy working.
Yeah, he was busy working. And I was trying to, I wasn't working at all, guys. No.
Right? No. That's nothing.
Yeah. So I was just trying to gather a lot of what people were expecting from a system. I know I tried other systems for myself personally to use. And that's the reason why we created Dubs Auto, is because I needed something that felt like me, not just because I created it, but when I plug my business into a system, I still want to feel like I'm in control of my business. And with every single system I plugged my stuff in, it didn't feel like that. And I thought I was the only one feeling that. But as I was looking in groups, I mean, Facebook groups are the best tool in the world. Like,
yes,
that's too how we grew Dubs Auto, was through Facebook groups. So I'd participate in a lot of those, you know, which client management are you looking for? Not just for, you know, saying Dubs Auto, it's coming up, but just seeing like, why are people using some systems and why aren't they? Why are they ditching them? So just looking at those needs. And of course, in the emails that we collected, we did send out an email back saying, what are you looking for in a system? That's been our huge point all along, even up until now. Like, what are you looking for in a system and how will it work best for your business? And just by asking people that question, we got a ton of things. Some of the stuff we still can't do to this day, but just gathering those similar things that people are looking for. Facebook groups and Instagram was our biggest tool.
Yes.
So did you go into some sort of pre-sell phase when you felt like Jake was close enough-ish that you weren't going to like have him crying in the corner because he was like, this isn't happening anytime soon, but that you could start selling and making some profit prior to it being totally finished? Or did you wait until the product was polished?
We waited.
It's funny you bring up crying because
there were a lot of tears, actually.
I've never met either of you, but I can tell.
I mean, we learned so much from that initial beta launch that, I mean, we learned so much in that amount of time. We had set a set date for that October date to beta launch. And but a week before, there was like, I was like, there is no system, Jake. Like, I don't see anything. Like, we are going to launch. These people are excited. We're going to beta launch these people. And that's where the tears came. But he did it. I mean, he pulled it off. We launched it. And we didn't start that entire phase from October to February. It was all free. We didn't have any money coming in from it. It was just people testing it out. And we promised those people, okay, if everything's all good, you like it, and you want to sign up when we launch in February, then that's when they are let into the discount beta deal. So they got Dubs Auto at an extremely low price, and they still have that locked in now. So up until the February launch, the full to the world, February 2016, that's when you know, we started having the income for it.
Yes. Well, talk to me about if that strategy, so like getting in your beta people for free, getting them an extremely discounted grandfathered price, and then right now you have a free trial forever or until you hit three clients. Like, talk to me about why you structured your pricing that way and your conversions of those free trial people into paying clients.
The free trial idea is something that I came up with, or I had seen it elsewhere and was really impressed by it, because I had, in my freelance career, had signed up for a bunch of trials on Basecamp and other places that I thought would be really helpful for my business. But when I signed up for the trial, I'd like dilly-dally around and try to get ready. And then like, I have to get back to work. And then it would be 2 weeks to a month before I really get to get back into the program and try it. So then I log in and my trial's done. And I'm like, well, I didn't even really try it yet. So my main priority was making sure that everyone can take their time and not worry and not feel the pressure to buy it, which I feel is, you know, a good incentive. Like, people like to have just like the freedom to just do it whenever they want to. And it ends up, we have a much better conversion rate. Like,
it's far better than a 2 week trial. There are sometimes people sign up within a day just because they're like, oh my gosh, I love this. This is great. Mm-hmm. And then they sign up and that's perfect. But we were also blessed with we both had separate income while we were creating Dubsado. And that's why we were able to do it for free. Jake was the programmer. So we weren't hiring out programmers. We weren't looking for additional money because we were okay. It wasn't something that was strapping us in creating, since, you know, I don't have to pay Jake to create a program for me. So we were very blessed in that way to be able to create something and not be strapped by it.
So were you still taking on wedding photography clients?
I was, yeah, wedding, and I was doing a ton of headshots. My parents own a modeling agency, so I had a nice in there by doing headshots for a lot of actors, and I also worked at their agency. So it was very flexible in that way, where I could be working on Dubsado at my day job, and then Jake could as well, because Jake managed a retreat center. So at times when he was not working, he was working on Dubsado. So
is this your full-time job now, or do you still do outside work for both of you?
Yeah, for both of us.
Snaps for that.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yes. How long did it take you to be able to both transition out of what you were doing?
Jake was faster. I mean, because his required a lot more dedication. Mm-hmm. So he, I would say a couple months into the full launch of Dubsado was when he, you know, dropped everything and just focused on Dubsado. And for me, it was just up until, I mean, it was a family run business, my parents' yeah, thing. So it was right up until just like, I want to say like 4 months ago was when I was like, okay, I literally cannot focus. So yeah. I am just going to focus everything on Dubsado and the growing demand of that. And I'm just going to put all my attention here.
What the life, man.
Well, and how have you been able to balance? I mean, it's one thing to balance a full-time job and building something, but balancing that and A, being pregnant, and then B, having an infant. I mean, I literally don't understand how you launched anything. I don't even have children. Yeah. Emily adopted in January, and I've just been privy to watching
the my crazy show of a life.
It really is.
It's just insanity. So I just, I mean, how?
How?
What did you do? Actually, Dubsado was built one arm baby, one arm, you know. You said,
yeah,
you tell yourself
a beer. Yeah.
Just bouncing him on my leg. And then he didn't sleep for the first like year, basically.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And he would wake up when he did fall asleep at like 2 a.m, he'd wake up again at 4:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I hacked it. I was like, okay, I'll put you in the car and let's just find out somewhere where you can sleep. And it turned out it was Starbucks. And so I took the car seat out and I put him on the floor. And then if I rocked him while I was programming, then he would fall back asleep. And so I'd have an hour and 30 minutes to go there.
And a horrible leg cramp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then from there, just take him back home and then let Becca watch him, mm-hmm, while I got a little bit more work done. And then
it was a lot of teamwork.
Like, a lot of handoffs.
Yeah.
That's incredible. My kid sleeps really well. And I'm still like, I need We have a nanny now, and I just couldn't even, like, I just can't even imagine. But I want to talk about, I think, a really important piece of what makes your brand and your company stand out from a lot of other people that I see. I very much know that y'all are the face of your business. There's a family behind it. There are kids there. It's a husband and wife team. Your Instagram is beautiful. Like, you're very personable with your clients. Like, you're very, very reachable. As a freaking creator of a software company, like, I feel like I can just email you and be like, hey, what's up, guys? Which is like literally what I did to get you on the podcast. So talk to me about that. Like, obviously, it was intentional. You guys are smart. You're savvy. It was for a purpose. So why? And how are you able to manage that customer face, like, with also managing the team and your business and your clients and the software and all of those things? And just talk to me about that.
Yeah, that was my... Yeah, like you said, that was done very purposefully. And that was our number one thing when we were creating a software is... When I was looking around, like, sometimes, and even when I'm shopping for things or other services, I love when I feel emotionally connected to the people. I feel like when I'm giving them my money, it's like, yes, I'm like supporting them. They have a family. They're just like me. And I wanted people to feel that exact same way. And I feel like software companies do lack, I mean, some people don't want to have a face, and that's totally fine. But I wanted to be a different software company and just be very approachable. I mean, we are deep within their businesses. We have their businesses in our system, in our hands, and we want to feel like just another business partner, just like their friend. So if they do have trouble, if they do have something that comes up, that we are always approachable to them and they can always come to us or to one of our teammates. And that's why we did that. We just wanted them to feel comfortable with who is handling their business. It's a very scary thing.
Yeah.
And that just goes with, we respond to everything on social media. We want them to feel connected to us there. Everything, email, like literally every single email. I have email anxiety, so it's all answered.
Like, it's a real thing.
Yeah, it's real. So we wanted that face to be purposeful. And even with our teammates, that as well. We like them to show their face around, to show their personality. Like, we're human beings. We don't need to type like robots in emails. I mean, we'll show our feelings. And mm-hmm. It's proven to be a very positive thing, but some people, they don't necessarily like it. They take advantage of the family feel and, you know, just ask us things all the time and always think that we're available. And that's totally fine. That's cool. We are happy that we're there and we feel like that to them. But overall, it's worked out very well for us.
Yeah, I love it. Sets you apart a lot. And I mean, you can tell within just browsing a couple minutes of browsing your Instagram or browsing your website that that's the case. Mm-hmm. And I think it brings like that kind of mom and pop feel to a software company, which is super big and unreachable, no matter what size it actually is. So job well done. I it's paying off.
Yeah, we always, even our motto now is, it doesn't matter how large we get, we want each person that comes on to Dubsado to feel like they are our only person. And that just goes with any email they send us. Like, they have our 100% attention whenever they talk to us. And
it's also reflected in how we hire people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're just like, our customers aren't coming and seeing this really stale company where they're going to get lost. That our employees like become part of our family and we love them like family. And so we get to hold them to a really high level of accountability. Mm-hmm. And it really encourages passion for, and for what they're doing with us is part of their passion. Now it becomes part of their life. And it's, I don't really see anybody come in the office like, oh man, it's Monday. It's like, they're already here and they're already working hard and,
yeah.
And we're all working towards this great goal and we're having a lot of fun together. I think that's the biggest thing.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart.
including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
Well, that's awesome. I think that's a great culture to create. Mm-hmm. And I mean, kudos to you. I hope you can continue to keep that up as your company will inevitably continue to grow. But I'm sure if for the people who don't know as much about your company specifically, they're probably getting really curious, what the heck does your business do? So like, tell us a little bit about the features and why it is so helpful for creatives and entrepreneurs and how it can be used inside their own business.
Yeah, basically in a nutshell, what Dubsado is client management system. So it keeps all your clients in one place, but it also manages e-signatures. So sending contracts to people, sending them invoice, getting it paid online. So you don't have to then go outside and then use PayPal and then go to this system and then use this. And the endless emails back and forth and trying to find searches in Gmail, I could never do it. But it just keeps your entire business running in one place so that it feels like you're not doing all of the busy work. So just your everyday processes in automatic emails to your clients and workflows and everything that can just keep your business centralized. That's what we do.
It's about making your service-based business, you know, feel a little bit more passive. Mm-hmm. And just a little bit easier, a little bit more automated. So if you're a wedding planner, or you're a photographer or a web developer, there's a lot of things that you're doing over and over again. And so these are like in our system templates. So there's a questionnaire that you're always sending. So you put that in the workflow, you know, web design workflow, that's going to send them a form. Once they complete that form, then send them, you know, this email, like looking forward to working with you. You have appointments, follow-up meetings. It's all like, it's all tied together. And when you start spanning that across a bunch of different softwares, it gets really overwhelming for people. And they try to tie things together with Zapier and things like that. But I think people are really looking for an all-in-one solution where they can just have everything in one place.
And that's our goals with future features that we're going to be adding is where can we cut out the additional monthly subscriptions that people are using. I know our next huge thing is integrating or creating our own, like Calendly or Acuity. We're creating our own online booking system for, this is perfect, you know, for any podcasts or appointments people have, or just booking services and photographers booking sessions. So that's our next huge feat. But in any new feature that we add, it's where can we cut out the monthly fee that they're paying? Because I know they're paying hundreds of dollars every month for things that, you know, they can have in one system.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's important to highlight that, like, typically the thought of an all-in-one system is that it's going to do a couple of things okay, but nothing really well. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you guys, in looking at this program and hearing even our own people, like, who are relying on this to manage your every day, the ability to have something all in one place is so incredible to your productivity. Like, it's bananas, because that's where we really focus with our people of keeping their like goal setting and their workflows and their processes all in one place using Trello. Mm-hmm. But there are things obviously that it can't do, like invoicing and contract signing and et cetera. And so the ability to tie those even just few pieces together where you're able to just go to a command center in your business and have all of the things there that are working well, like, it's crucial to what you can get done in a day.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Because the more you spend time flipping through tabs, like, it's a lot of time wasted and you just need to stay focused.
That's also a motto that I had kept in mind. Like, I've always been really impressed with Google, like, do one thing and do it really well. Like, their thing is a search, and they're, you know, the biggest or one of the biggest companies in the world. And, and so it was kind of frustrating to me to think about that, because we do so many things. I'm like, is it even possible to do all those things really well? And so in the process of planning it, you know, it's just every ounce of effort and heart that we have, we put into every single corner. Yeah. So nothing gets put in and just forgotten about. It was really, everything just gets thought out and planned out.
Well, I think that's an important piece. If anyone's thinking about running a software company, you can't add a feature and then not support it. So, like, you have to think about, well, how am I going to maintain this? How am I going to update it? How am I going to support our customers who have issues with it? Like, what are all the things you're going to be going through with the customer over the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years? Like, how long is your company going to be in existence? Yeah. Like, understanding, like, the life cycle, is it even going to be a thing in 2 years, or am I just wasting my time building this thing that's going to be obsolete? And going through those processes and asking those questions, I think some people just skip over it thinking, oh, well, it's a cool feature, so I need to add it. Like, no. That's not how this works.
Yeah, it's all about putting in the right amount of energy into something. I always wondered, like, I always had a very entrepreneurial spirit, and I would try, like, starting young, like washing cars or like mowing lawns, but nothing really took off. And I was a freelance web designer, and same thing, like, I was making a living and it was going well, but it never felt like I had like that on switch, like, wow, this is amazing. And so I've really tried to curate what makes something magical like that. And fortunately, I have a really good business partner who knows how to create that sort of that feel and that, like, that magic that I think people are really drawn to. It's just, wow, that's an actual product, not just something that we slap together. Even if, like, no matter how much effort you put into the product, it's like, it's the heart that goes into it and the just pushing through till the end.
Yeah.
So let's switch over to, since you created a client management software company to serve that purpose, and, you know, beforehand, you obviously saw the holes of where something like this could fill. So talk to us about, I'm sure you've seen a lot of the good, bad, and the ugly when it comes to managing clients and where people fall off. And so tell me about some of the features that you've built into your program to help fill those holes that you've seen countless other creatives failing at when it's deals with communications with their own clients.
Yeah, that's our number one. We have a Facebook community, and that's where we gather a lot of our feedback from our customers and everything. So I want to say that is one of our most valuable tools that we have in managing our customer feelings and our feedback as well. So our Facebook group is great for that. And we just, I mean, with anything that they ask for, I mean, they ask and they ask and they ask, and we are listening. We're always listening to them, but we see maybe what is most needed. What are people most aching for? What are their hurts? And we listen to that. So I want to, that's like our little secret weapon is, and it's not even a secret. Like, you just have to listen to what the people want. We obviously have our agenda, our plans in mind, but we take those as what our customers say and what, you know, other people are saying, and kind of adapt what we are thinking and put it on the road to what we're, our goal is. It's, yeah, our Facebook community is awesome for that. With any kind of feedback, that any new feature too. I mean, if we put out a new feature and we're like, oh, people want it that way. Okay. So we get it done we tweak it a little bit and we're like, here, how is this? But it's important too, that whenever we get a new something out, it's like Jake said, it's never just dropped and walk away. It's always followed up with additional features, and we always name something when we launch it 1.0. Like, don't worry, there's always more. There's always more. Yeah.
In terms of like the client experience, is that what you're looking for too?
So like, what specifically are people running client-based businesses? What are some of the problems they're running into, and how are you able to kind of bridge the gap?
The biggest thing ever since the beginning that I knew we would be is a place to send invoices and a place to send contracts. And then everything else was going to funnel and go away from there. So we really focus on the contract signing and, you know, like questionnaires in general, and then getting invoices paid. Because it doesn't take any setting up really to send an invoice through our system. You just sign up and then you add your client's first name and email address, and then you just click send on the invoice, and then they've got it. But right now, if you're running your business and you're just getting started, you're probably going to Word and then adding some items and then trying to make it look like an invoice. And you probably might spend an hour or two trying to make an invoice, and it doesn't end up looking that professional. And I've received invoices from people, you know, within the past year where it was a Word document, and then I had to email them back, how do I pay you? You didn't leave any information here. And then I secretly want to be like, check out
the like, go sign up for this.
No, he's always like, why are you sending me this? I own a company. I'm like, Jake, come on.
No, I would do the same thing.
So I do take experiences like that to wonder what is what's stopping someone like that from signing up for our service, and trying to analyze that and improve, you know, our conversion and who we're reaching. But from the simplest thing of just sending an invoice or a contract, when you sign up for our system, you already look like a pro. And then once you get in there, you don't even have to set everything else up until later. Then you can get into workflows to where you have a lead capture on your page. And when someone fills it out, have them set off this series of emails that goes to them, looking forward to working with you.
Yeah. I mean, that's something that we're still even improving is the customer. What do they do when they get to your site? What is the next step that they take? What are the processes they do? Because we live in a day where people are impatient, everything they want immediately. And even though we might have all the most amazing tools and be perfect for their business, they might fall off the map and never come to our system again if it's not set up easily for them. So that's something that we're constantly working on and always trying to make easier, is how they feel when they land in it. Do they feel overwhelmed? And if they're overwhelmed, how can we help that? And we're still asking ourselves these questions. And, you know, every single day we're working towards making that even easier for them and just making it so that, like Jake said, go in, do something, and they're all set up. So it's hard with any business.
This is just giving me major flashbacks to design. So I was a web designer pre everything we do now, and I would design my invoices and InDesign, and I would like custom make them for every single one. This included proposals, and then I would send them to them, and then I would tell people they had to pay me via check because I refuse to pay 3% on credit card processing fees. Oh, Lord. So just talk to people. Just, if anyone else is still like me, which I'm not like this anymore, but if they are in my shoes still and they're like, if they need to be yelled at kindly, tell them why it is worth setting this up so they can pay you as soon as they get an invoice in their email.
And so they're not janky like me, where I would send a PayPal friends and family because I didn't want to pay the fees. Which is illegal, by the way.
Oh.
Maybe not illegal, but against PayPal's terms of service. Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
You'd be surprised when, you know, people who haven't used systems before get on a system. They're like, oh my gosh, I can actually work now. I'm like, I'm not creating or designing invoices. I'm not, like, we get the emails. We're like, I booked 5 extra gigs this week. And we're like, yes,
that's incredible.
That is why we do it, because you're spending so much time in the unnecessary things and what feels busy and what feels important. But really, your business is what is important. Your creating process is the important part and not the busy work. And that's where we take over. Mm-hmm. It's
we experience a bunch of those little victories every week.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like people posting in the community. Yeah, I booked my first job or onto bigger things. And we like to celebrate with our customers because that makes me feel so good that we're doing something to improve someone's life. And then also hearing feedback just through our ticketing system, just like, wow, you guys are so great. Thank you for fixing that. Or we love you. Or my favorite from yesterday was, I'm going to write my kids out of my will and replace them with you.
Yes. That's awesome. That's the best. There's not much. Sorry, guys. That's incredible. Still,
I'm honored.
Maybe not count on it, but, you know, nice in theory.
We get marriage proposals all the time.
Oh yeah,
from like all of the ladies. Like, I want to marry you now. Well, you're welcome.
I feel that same way about you guys because I don't know when it was, but it was really early on that I came across you guys in general, and I signed up for the Trello course.
Yeah,
and I went through the whole thing, and I felt like a boss by the end of it because it really helped me out. And I was like, for $35, you guys practically just saved my life. So thank you.
$29. Hey, if I can make it feel like a total loss for $29, I will do that all day long.
I feel like I'm blushing over here.
Well, yeah, no, it did set us on the right path too. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
It set us on the right path because I didn't know about Trello. I had heard about it and I didn't really have a practical use that I knew of. And then having presented a framework for how to use it, I think the biggest example that we ended up using every day was the editorial schedule for a blog post and moving things down the pipeline and having boards as templates that we could copy over and start a new like series of events is something that we used right away for the blog. And now we're utilizing for our programmers and tagging people into, you know, different to-dos and adding to the due dates and just moving things along to staged to approve. And just having a tool like that is really effective for our business because it keeps us all on the same page because communication's everything.
Especially
when you start adding team members. We're up to six engineers now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's bananas.
Yep.
How many team members are you up to?
10. We have 10 team members and social media dude who says he channels his inner Becca on the social media, which we love. And then a customer service team. And I'm on the customer service team with our 2 others. And yeah, we've grown our team quite a lot from when we started about a little over a year ago with it. It's fun.
That's incredible. I love that. Well, I'm going to rewind all of this, or when we have the transcript, I'm going to steal your testimony and use it.
Cool.
Just so you know.
We love it.
Awesome. Well, let's go ahead and head to talk strategy to me, shall we?
Yeah.
Excited? Right. Okay. So let's pull out 3 to 5 action steps for people right now who are in that, holy crap, I'm like maybe getting some clients and what do I do next with them? Like, I feel like there's this awkward phase of like, I kind of have them, but like literally what happens next? And give us the process of whether that's like just all in your program or what they can be doing with them one-on-one, just to kind of get this communication and get paid faster and get the project completed faster.
I would start with a general piece of information, whether it's a Google Doc or questionnaire through Dubsado, where you have questions laid out for if it's web design or logo design, you're going to have two different questionnaires for that. And you're going to ask for examples on things that they like currently. And so you're going to get that first piece of feedback definitely too.
Yeah. Gather your information, gather everything you need to know. And take on those clients like they are your only clients in the world. Even if they are the only clients in the world, just make them feel special. That is the biggest thing with your clients, is just make them feel like they're the best thing in the world. And pretty much they will come with you if they feel that way. And you will, even if you don't have the right systems down or right processes down, they'll feel a connection with you. And that's the biggest thing. And Dubsado can help you feel a little bit more. We hear feedback on this. Like, you made me feel like a boss in my meeting. Like, yes, that is great. Like that confidence that you're booking things, that you have a system in place too. If you're using Dubsado, like you feel like you got your crap together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So actionable stepwise, I think step one would be gathering information.
Yep.
And then depending on the industry, I would try to accept money up front.
Yes.
Like get
yes.
a deposit put down and not be ashamed to do so. Mm-hmm. You know, 50%
yes.
is a good way to start, 20% maybe. And you can do that through Dubsado payment plans, but you can do that any way you'd like. And then step three, I think Becca was saying it's not even really a step. It's like the whole client yeah. experience. And that's something Becca taught me early on. I'm like, what are you talking about? We're going to send our wedding clients, I don't even know what we sent them, album.
A gift card.
Gift card before the wedding.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're the vendor. We're doing yeah. something for them. Why are we providing them with a gift? And that's because, you know, everyone needs to feel special and feel welcomed, whether you're being paid or you're paying somebody to do it. It feels good to give and to receive at the same time. And so that we also brought that into Dubsado with the little yeah. journals that we send out.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. And then, well, yeah, I guess then the client, like whether you're doing a contract business too, is mm-hmm. important to, you know, lock down the contract before doing any sort of work.
Yes.
Especially in web design, you need to make sure your terms are very clear on what you're working on. And because you can get in a lot of trouble. You can get really stuck.
Yep.
Becca, been there.
Becca and I were struggling for a while, and she really wanted to go to this photography, what do you call it? Workshop?
Photography workshop, yeah.
With Caitlin James. And I'm like, well, we can't really afford it right now, but I'll go back to a client that I don't really like, but I know he really wants to work with me. And then it ended up being a huge mess. And so, yeah, like maybe step five or whatever number I'm on, don't be desperate.
Yeah.
And be okay yeah. with, you know, saying no.
Oh, yeah.
You can't say yes to everything.
Yeah.
I love that. Super helpful.
Well, both of you are the sweetest. So let them know where they can find both of you online and how they can connect with y'all's company.
Yeah. So our Instagram is mydubsado, where you can find our lovely feed. And our website is dubsado.com. And that's where you can find all the awesomeness with Dubsado. And we're always around. So literally, we're there. Like, if you have any questions. And we would be happy to provide a coupon code for those listening, if you guys are okay with that.
Absolutely.
For, you know, 30% off your first month or your first
year. Why don't we make
use code TCC.
Awesome. We will include that in the show notes so you guys can see it and go snag your 3 months
awesome.
Free or 30% off, and you guys can go get enrolled. Thank you guys so much for being on.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.